Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la, not I. Now there's many children's stories written about the big bad wolf. There's the little boy who cried wolf, there's Little Red Riding Hood, and there's the three little pigs. But did you know that Jesus once told a story about a big bad wolf? In the story that Jesus told, the good shepherd is him, and the sheep are us. The wolf in Jesus' story is God's enemy, the devil. Now, to make the story a little more fun, I need the help from the congregation. Every time I say the word wolf, and you're considered the men, okay? I need the men to howl like a wolf. So let's practice. Wolf.
Howl!
Okay, now, pitiful. Women, let's do me proud. Every time I say the word sheep, you're the women, okay? You got this? I need the women to baa like a sheep. Are you ready? Let's practice. Sheep. I knew you'd do good. Okay. So here's what Jesus said in the Bible. Are you ready, kids? I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. A hired hand will run away when he sees a wolf. Because the sheep don't belong to him, and he doesn't really care about them. When the hired hand runs away, the wolf will attack the scatter and scatter the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I will lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus knows us and he loves us. He will protect us when God's enemy or anyone tries to hurt us. When we trust Jesus, we can say, who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Oh.
Let's pray. God, thank you for sending your son to be our good shepherd. He gave his life for us. Help us to follow him and trust him to protect us from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen.